Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. And it is the 11th day of March, and we're talking at about 1 o'clock Eastern time, about an hour later than normal, due to circumstances and schedule availability. Great to have you with me. Today's show, we, as always, will have a strategy. We will review what happened last week on the PGA Tours, and we will also preview the upcoming PGA Tour event, the Valspar Championship. First, let's chat for just a moment about last week. A couple of great events, both at Trump International or Trump National golf courses, one in Puerto Rico, not too far from the coast, in fact, right near the water, near San Juan, and the other in Miami, the World Golf Championship, Cadillac Championship in Miami. Let's chat about the tournament in Puerto Rico first. The winner is a non-winner, many, many years on the tour, almost 300 tour events, Alex Čeika from Germany, via Czechoslovakia, many years on the tour, secured his card for two additional years, winning a five-way playoff in the rain at the end of the tournament there in Puerto Rico. He bests, amongst others, Sam Saunders. Sam Saunders, of course, is Arnold Palmer's grandson. Sam playing some terrific golf, had an 8 or a 9 footer to tie Čeika in on the first hole of the playoff and missed it, said he rolled it as well as he could, ends up with a tie for second place, but he will be playing at the Valspar this week. Čeika gets into the Valspar due to his 2-year exemption now. What a treat for a man in his mid-40s to have a 2-year exemption on the PGA Tour. He does not, however, get into the Masters since it's a secondary event. But it's a win, and he's on the scoreboard on the PGA Tour. So congratulations to Alex Čeika. Also congratulations to now a man that's won a tournament, at least one tournament in 8 consecutive years, which is the longest streak current on the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson. Welcome back, Dustin. 5 tournaments into his return to the PGA Tour since his self-imposed exile for approximately 6 months, back on tour, back in great form, wins by 1 stroke over J.B. Holmes. Now, let's talk for a second about my predictions. Last week, I had Scott Brown, who was the third-round leader in Puerto Rico, and I had J.B. Holmes, who was the third-round leader in Miami. Unfortunately, neither of them, for me, won the tournament, but I'm getting there. I'm on track, and JB looked terrific last week with a brilliant 62 on Thursday, double brilliant, if you will. And then something interesting happened on Saturday. Dustin Johnson gets a hole-in-one on the 6th hole 24 minutes later. JB Holmes said, I'll match that, and he gets a hole-in-one on the 6th hole. A pair of holes in one on a hole that had not yielded a hole-in-one in the tournament since 1990. Think about that, those statistics, and how many times that had been played without a hole-in-one and then virtually back-to-back. Pretty amazing stuff. So Dustin Johnson, not only is he back, he looks incredibly fit. One of the great athletes on the PGA Tour, hitting the ball as far as anyone, demonstrating by his nerve on the last hole, the final hole of the tournament, with the water on the left, the trees on the right. J.B. Holmes is in the middle of the fairway with a 1-stroke lead. He's got all the pressure on him to hit the fairway, and he nails it over the fairway bunker, 317 feet on the fly. 317 on the fly, yards, I should say, on the fly. How about that? All right, so this week's event has a terrific field. It's 144 players. It's at the Copperhead Course, a resort at Innisbrook in Palm City, Florida. What a great place to play golf. Resort, the Copperhead, one of the best. Innisbrook Resort, been around for a long time, over 40 years. Fabulous golf tournament, always produces a really good champion. Defending champion John Sendon, of course, is in the field. The first tournament of the year with 144 men, 72 on each side. So that's a full field event right now. 14 major champions are entered, and I'm going to focus on a couple of groups, and I will have my picks later in the broadcast. I've got a group that I've got my eye on, Padraig Harrington, a winner a couple of weeks ago at the Honda Classic in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, playing alongside Adam Scott, who has played pretty well last week in his first event in this 2015 season, and Jordan Spieth, who's always a threat. Patrick Reed, who also played well last week with Henrik Stenson, who also played well, and Ernie Els, who didn't play in the tournament, since he isn't in the top 50. Justin Rose, Brent Snedeker, Matt Kuchar. I always like guys who hit fairways and greens at the Copperhead. You cannot overpower the golf course. It's about fairways and greens, and take your birdies when you can. Charlie Hoffman is playing alongside John Sendon, the defending champion, and Woody Austin. Interesting group there. Gary Woodland, Luke Donald, Jim Furyk are in a group. Then a couple of major champions, David Toms, Justin Leonard, alongside Nick Watney, and Alex Chayka, who, as we said, won last week in Puerto Rico with Ian Poulter, who's been playing good for the last couple of weeks, and Retief Guzin, who is a former champion at this event. And another group I want to mention, Sam Saunders, who came in second last week with Derek Fathauer and Emiliano Grillo, who also was in that playoff last week. Daniel Berger, who's played so well this year, back after a week off with Morgan Hoffman and Luke Guthrie. Johnny Vegas is playing with Eric Compton and Huist Leuten. So those are a few of the groups that I have my eye on. 14 major champions, 144 men in all. Tee it up tomorrow at the Innisbrook Resort, the Copperhead Course. So I'll have my picks in a moment, but first, on to my strategy for today. And it's a continuing strategy of the last couple of weeks, talking about little things that make the difference, but they're big things in the big picture of becoming a better golfer. A sound body means better golf. This is not only true for playing better golf, but also for living a healthier life. Doctors tell us that most of us are dehydrated. I am a huge believer in drinking lots of water. I start drinking water before my round, and I never stop during the round. I stay away from sports drinks. They tend to be sugary and salty, sometimes both, and that can be an energy sapper. I like to take fresh fruit with me from home, anything like apples, peaches, pears, grapes. It doesn't really matter. I think that that keeps your sugar level at all times on the golf course. Remember, you want to stay sharp throughout the round, so keeping your energy level is essential. The last thing that I want to have happen is to run out of gas near the end of the round. And as you might have guessed, I stay away from alcohol during the round. It's a dehydrator, and as we know, it can change your thinking. Neither of these is conducive to playing your best golf. I would save the alcohol for the 19th hole. Equipment. You be the judge. Equipment embodies everything from the clothes you wear to the tees you put in the ground. And you are entitled to do whatever works best in this very, very broad category. Your golf clubs, I mean, you need to be completely at ease with your clubs. I personally don't chase new clubs. I'm comfortable with my clubs right now and have been for a long time. That's fine, though, if you want to go out and buy new clubs all the time. I have no problem with it. But remember, they are not the real factor in you becoming a better golfer. It's all about you. You're the one that manufactures the better golf. Golf balls, that's a very important component of your game. and it's an area that I think a little more of an investment is not a problem for me. I like it. I think it's necessary. You need to find a manufacturer that makes a ball or a series of balls that feels just right to you when you strike it. You need to put that ball on the tee, and have all the confidence in the world that that's the ball that's going to get in the hole faster. Accessories, this is a portion of the game that pretty much includes everything else, and I'm conscious mostly in this area of keeping, you know, my grips clean and replacing them often, because that is your contact with the golf ball, is through your hands and the grip. So I always make sure that my grips are clean and that they're fresh and new, and I change them probably more often than I even need to, but it's important. Your clothing, that's another accessory. Do you wear a hat? Do you wear the right hat? Do your shoes fit good? You know, do you have good fits for your shirts and pants for the men, skirts and blouses for the ladies? It's just another point of the game that you completely control, but it should not be forgotten. Here's something. Keep your statistics. They are the barometer of your progress. We've all heard the saying, the proof is in the pudding. Well, I do very much believe in that old saying. Keeping some simple statistics will allow you to see where you are in your progression and what you need to work on, perhaps a little bit harder to accomplish your goals. And here are the stats that I keep. Greens in regulation, putts per hole, up and down opportunities, and that would be including chances for par or bogey, up and down successes for including for par or bogey, and sandies, up and down from greenside bunkers. These stats give you a conscious, qualified way of seeing what is exactly going on in your game. I now have concrete proof verifying my aggregate score. Many of us do this when we calculate the miles per gallon when we're driving our cars. Miles per gallon in driving can show you things that may be wrong with your car or may be right with your car. Our golf game is no different than that. It's a statistical factor that you need to take into consideration so that you know where you stand in your progress. Okay, that is my group of strategies for today. Now for my picks at the Valspar Championship, which starts, as we know, tomorrow from the Copperhead course at the Innisbrook Resort in just outside of suburban Tampa. I've got Jason Duffner because he's been trending, playing pretty good golf, and it's a kind of a golf course that Jason would like. Tees and greens, greens and fairways, greens and fairways. Get them on and make the putts. Brendan DeYoung, also a guy who has been doing pretty well lately and trending, and I like him. And Gary Woodland's playing well. Gary Woodland also has played well at the Innisbrook Golf Course. So I'm taking Duffner, DeYoung, and Woodland this week to win the Valspar Championship. That is my show for today. My email address, as always, is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bob@bobgeismar.com. Get back to everyone who emails me. It may take me a day or so. Be happy to respond to you and hope to hear from all of you. Thank you so much as we approach our second anniversary of doing this show. That will come in May. Thanks again for being with me. Bob Geismar saying have a great week golfing on One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.